time, folks!
This is the thanks I get for working overtime.
Overtime!
I still think I got a little situation. So listen to me, sister, listen, maybe you can help. I think I give a lot of fathers my consideration. But not for me, and I would seem to be for someone else. A lot of people always seem to just be on vacation.
Live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Overtime is here on your airwaves, Fandren Radio, Fox Sports, Knoxville. Will Stevens, Tucker Holt, John Fulkerson, Alex Comas. Like I said, live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. A rainy, yucky day out there, but it's a pretty nice day in here, isn't it?
It sure is.
Pre-game day, some good college basketball to happen tonight. Some good college basketball happened last night. Bunch of big games. Shocker, I would say, and not with who won, but how they won. Talk all about that. Obviously, there was an announcement of a commitment that really didn't go our way. Kind of showed what is happening outside being groggy and gross, and it kind of reflected what everyone was feeling inside for a little bit, but I think people are finally figuring out their spin zones and saying we don't need them. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about a lot of things, but before we talk about anything, you know I have to ask fellas how we're doing.
I'm doing all right.
I'm glad.
Personally, had a good day. Nice unproductive day. A nice recharge day is what I'm billing it as.
That's how you know it's a
just
good
kinda
day.
Just kind of relaxed, took it easy, watched Starship Troopers. You guys ever watched that movie?
No.
It rocks. It's from like 97. It's a really over-the-top alien.
1997?
Yes.
Oh, okay, cool.
Not 18.
Don't think they had movies in 1897.
The movie industry wasn't very booming back then.
Okay.
That's fair. Silent and black and white, and I don't think they did exist, but... Starship Troopers rocks.
What's your favorite movie pre-1950, Folky? Can you name me one movie pre-1950?
I have a favorite.
Two of the arguably 1950? Best films of all time are from before 1950.
Yeah.
Arguably. I say arguably.
Sure.
Well, I don't know when they were made.
I'm a big Wizard of Oz guy.
Oh, okay, that was not one of the
no,
two.
No, you were thinking, Citizen Kane?
One of the two that I was thinking.
You were thinking Citizen Kane and Rosemary's Baby?
When was a streetcar made?
I was thinking of... Actually, now that I think about it, there's a lot of them that come to mind. But I was thinking of, yes, Citizen Kane, and then also Casablanca.
Oh, Casablanca. Yeah, Rosemary's Baby was like 68.
Humphrey Bogart's. He was like 5'2", and had, what's the disease that makes your breath smell bad?
Halitosis.
Yes, he had halitosis.
That's tough.
Yeah, he was 5'2", also they made. Every time they did a scene with him, he was always standing on a box. Many people don't know that.
That's great acting. I mean, you couldn't even tell.
No, you could not.
Wow.
Not at all. Alex, how you doing, man?
Good.
Mic's not on.
That mic ain't on.
Flip the switch.
Flip the switch. Boom.
Well, that's disappointing.
Are you still doing good?
Yeah.
After okay, sweet, that, sweet. I mean, I don't hope that doesn't affect your whole day.
No.
Clean chin drip today. Clean chin drip.
Looking good.
I mess with it.
Well, yeah. I wasn't, when I got back home from 3 and out, I was like, you know what? It's getting itchy, my beard. So I decided to shave it.
He's a goatee man.
And I'm glad you didn't shave it off. I am one... who every time I see someone who had a beard shave it off completely and not keep any facial hair, I get offended personally because as a bald-lipped individual, it's not fair to me to watch you waste your facial hair. So I'm proud of you for keeping it on. I appreciate it.
And at least like easing us into it. If you are going to shave it, I'm glad you did it in steps.
Yeah, go goatee.
If you come in beard and then the very next day I see you no beard, it'll throw me off.
Yeah, Monday you can't come in with no beard. You can shave the bottom and go mustache, but we have to see mustache before we see clean face.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
It's
I do want to see you rocking straight stash.
Can y'all go?
At least once.
Can y'all go Mobet? Because you're the only two now on the show who can go Mobet.
On what?
Anything.
Yeah, but if like my bet loses and then I have to shave off my beard and just keep the mustache, I would be really sad.
That's the definition of a stash bet.
It'd be a bummer.
Quite possibly.
I don't know. I do have a thick mustache though. I've never went
Kyle Lowry.
I've never went just mustache. I don't know. I've not shaved my face in like 4 years.
Neither have I. 18.
Congrats, bro. That's good.
Touch up the peach fuzz every now and then.
I'm not like 100% sure of what I would look like without a beard, so I just avoid it.
You would just look like you're...
No. I look completely different as a person now than I did 4 years ago.
Because you have a beard.
I think just the structure of my face has changed, too. I would look different, completely.
Foggy, how you doing, man?
I am doing good.
Dandy? Yes.
No.
Fine.
Yes, fine.
Some things are bigger than sports. Foggy bringing in dongles today, helping out the station.
It was huge.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's
some
he's
things, man.
The best producer in the game.
The best producer
the
in
best
the game.
The best producer in the game.
That's right.
That's Foggy.
Thanks. Happy to help. But no, I did nothing today. Did schoolwork.
Did that closet ever get cleaned?
I kind of
just give up on that.
It's as good as it's gonna get.
Okay, well that's fair.
It's
good on you to just admit that.
I'm done cleaning the closet.
Okay, the closet.
Now it's up
done.
To the closet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now it's up to the closet to finish. But
I gotcha.
I'm done cleaning.
Let
the
it
closet.
Figure out its own problems.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair. Will, how was your day, buddy?
It was pretty good, man. It was pretty good. I appreciate you asking.
Good. Yeah,
it wasn't bad. My been thinking about putting a parlay together all day. Think I'm gonna do that.
You got the itch to gamble?
Oh, I got the itch, man. By itch, I just mean money. I have money
there
in my
go.
Bank account, and so I have the itch.
So
to
now
gamble.
You have to get rid of
yes,
it.
Yes, 100%. Gotcha. 100%.
Okay.
I have a bad fast food addiction I'm trying to kick, so I might as well turn to a different addiction. Am I right? Or am I right?
The gambling may cost more, but it's...
Yeah, but there's no fast food hotline. At least I can call somebody.
Yeah.
A65.
Don't call us. Do not call us. I don't want to hear about that.
889-9789 is the gambling hotline.
Good. I'm glad you have that memorized.
It's part
one
of
day
the
you'll need
it's
it.
It's part of the script.
Yeah, one day you will need it.
Basketball happened last night.
Tell us about it. Who played?
There's a lot of teams that played. Volky, your team played last night. Do you know who won the basketball game your team played in last night?
I watched
it. You did? I'm proud of you.
I did. I watched the whole game.
And who won?
Michigan State.
Pat myself on the back. Michigan State gets the 4-point dub. I can't do math. Over. Number 4, Ohio State. State falls to 18-6, 12-6 in Big Ten play, and Michigan State and Coach Izzo climbing just a little bit more, 13-9, 7-9 in Big Ten play, kind of closing that gap between all of those teams in the Big Ten in that middle section between Purdue, Rutgers, Maryland, and Michigan State and Indiana, all teams real, real close together within a game and a half of each other. But Ohio State losing last night. Ohio State... You think they're going to be able to hold on to that one seed, Folky? Do you think with 6 losses?
No.
I mean, they're all 6 in conference play. They're all seemingly impressive losses.
But losses nonetheless.
Yeah, I'd say 3.
It is a true point.
3 seed.
You think they're going to slide to a 3?
2 or 3.
It all depends on what happens down the stretch as well. I mean,
and in the tournament.
Yes, who knows? If Gonzaga loses in their West Coast Conference tournament or loses it all to anybody... Would you be able to make a case for letting them slide out? Like, yes, I think that, I mean, maybe not one seed slide out, but I don't think they should be the top seed anymore, especially if Baylor's able to stay undefeated. Like, that would be a very embarrassing loss for Gonzaga, especially being 30-point favorites last night, and they were down for a little bit.
Yeah.
Lenardi just updated the bracket this morning, and he still has Ohio State as a 1.
Lenardi's a snake. Actually, no, I like Lenardi. He had a cool tweet today. Someone tweeted at Joe Lenardi, like, hey, what does Kentucky have to do down the stretch of this – or what does Kentucky have to do in order to make the tournament? Joe Lenardi quote tweeted it saying, restart the season.
Ooh. Yeah, he ain't – yeah, they're not getting in. No chance.
No, but you know who might be getting in as a blue blood? We were talking about them a little bit and just looking at the last 4.
You think they make the run and do it?
I mean, well, who do you think I'm talking about first?
Duke?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
I was making sure we were on the same team before
I thought that's who you might be referring to.
Thought we were going back to Michigan State.
Well, both, actually, is kind of where we can go because on the next 4 out, Duke is that number 1 team. On the next 4 out, according to Lenardi, it goes in the next 4 out, Duke, Georgia Tech, Ole Miss, and Utah State. And then the first 4 out, you have Minnesota, Stanford, Richmond, and Michigan. Richmond with a huge game tonight against St. Louis, where they are a 4.5 underdog. If they get that win tonight, that's a big resume builder out of that conference, and especially if they're able to make a push in that Atlantic 10 conference tournament, I can see them sneaking up. That loss or that win over Kentucky does not look nearly as good at all as it did at the beginning of the season for Richmond. But no, Duke and Michigan State both kind of sitting there on the fence, especially with Indiana in the last 4 in. If you're Michigan State, Indiana, you are even in the Big Ten standings right now and right around even in record-wise too. All you have to do is make a push, and if you can get 1 win over Michigan, I think they would be willing to slide you in.
Yeah, that might be enough.
Hand Michigan their 2nd loss in Big Ten play?
Yeah, but that's a tall ask to beat
Michigan.
For
sure, but you do have two opportunities to do it within a short time span. So, I mean,
I think the window is there.
I think you have a better shot beating a team if you play them in back-to-back games than if you play them separate out the season. If it's a good team like this mismatch you're seeing between these two teams.
With down the stretch, Duke just has Louisville, Georgia Tech, and UNC. The UNC game is going to be huge.
And Louisville is also one of those bubble teams that Lenardi has as well, so that's going to be a huge game as well.
That is tomorrow at 6 o'clock.
UNC Duke is?
Louisville Duke. With that, the UNC game is going to be huge leading into the tournament. How far in the tournament do you think Duke would have to go to have a shot to slide in? If they were to beat Louisville, Georgia Tech, and UNC, win out, and then go into the tournament, how many games do you think they have to win to have a shot at sneaking in?
With that win over Virginia, even though Virginia slips a little bit because they lost to NC State as well, I say you got to make at least quarterfinals or semis. Like rattle off two. You have to rattle off at least two wins, in my opinion, to prove that you can win at a consistent pace, because anybody can win down the stretch when teams are already looking ahead to March or looking ahead to the offseason. But if you're playing teams that are really trying to get this at-large bid and build their resume like everyone is trying to do in the ACC tournament, because the ACC, I mean, I'm not the only one who thinks so. They're a little down this year.
Mm-hmm.
Duke being bad, UNC being bad for the second straight year, that's always going to put the ACC down. And with Virginia not being as dominant as they are accustomed to being, who's your number one team? Is it Florida State? And even then, Florida State's been dealing with some COVID issues. Can you trust Leonard Hamilton and his lineup formations in the tournament? There's a lot of questions to be asked about the ACC.
With Duke, if they were to win out, they'd finish at 12-6 in conference. And, you know, currently Louisville only has 4 losses in conference. North Carolina has 5. So those two are both ahead of Duke in the standings. Now, if you win out in the process of winning out, you would obviously have to beat North Carolina. So you'd hand North Carolina possibly their 6th loss. Then you hold the tiebreaker over them. Or would you hold a tiebreaker?
Over UNC if you're Duke?
Yeah.
Let me check.
But Duke or North Carolina has played more games. So they have 14 wins right now. So Duke's 11.
North Carolina beat
overall, them. Yeah.
Does that matter?
I think conference is only what they look at.
They just look at conference record?
I think if you're tied, if you split the series, the season series, I think they'd look at, like, best opponent. So, like, Florida State or Virginia, if North Carolina beat a Florida State, then I think they would be ahead of Duke. But
North Carolina did beat Duke earlier in the season.
Yeah, I know, but if Duke were to beat them, yeah, then you'd tie the season series. Yeah, but anyways, if they win out and how the results stack out, they could either be a top 4 seed in the ACC if everything goes their way, because Louisville would need to lose another game as well as lose the game to Duke. Or you could be looking at a 5 seed if Louisville does win out apart from their loss to Duke. Which I'm assuming the way that sets up, you have a first round bye and that's it in the ACC tournament. So I'd say 2 games is all you need to win to assure your safety.
It's going to be interesting. I want to bring this up before we hit any breaks or anything, because we mentioned it yesterday in the NCAA talking about replacement teams. And we didn't have all the information about replacement teams other than just the fact that there were going to be replacement teams. But the NCAA announced today that there will be no replacement teams after the Division I men's basketball tournament begins. So all of the replacement teams will have to be put in before the tournament begins. So then, that being said, if someone falls out after their game has begun or a second round or something like that, there are no more replacement teams. I believe that will just be a forfeit of a game. Now, what's also interesting about this whole thing, not just the fact that they're going to be replacement teams for the first time ever, which is going to be very intriguing. The most intriguing thing is, if a team falls out of the tournament, the team replacing them takes their seed. So if Gonzaga drops out of the tournament and Duke's on that list, Duke would technically be a 1 seed. Well, and vice versa, could also be a 16 seed.
It's within that 48-hour window of Selection Sunday and what would it be, that Tuesday, if a team has to drop out. After that point, after that 48-hour period,
aren't they waiting until Thursday for it? Don't you have an extra 2 days this year? Or am I mistaken?
Well, I think the games kick off on Thursday. But what I'm saying is, for this replacement team.
Okay, I got you.
That they're adding in there. It's a 48-hour window. So if it happens after that 48-hour window, let's say Wednesday, that a team is forced to drop out, then whoever their opponent is goes through on a forfeit.
Okay, I got you.
Cool.
Yeah,
it's going to be a wild tournament.
Tournament begins March 18th. It's a Thursday. Quote, once the tournament has begun, no team will replace a team that has a COVID-19 issue and can no longer participate in the championship, the NCAA's replacement policy states. Its opponent would advance to the next round via the no contest rule. The NCAA tournament field will be announced on Sunday, March 14th. I'm trying to figure out how to phrase this. If you are a fan of a blue blood, stick with me because I know a lot of things of what I say start sounding stupid, but then they have a little bit of, maybe. So just stick with me on this one. If you're a fan of a blue blood that has had a down year, such as the Duke, North Carolina, Michigan State, these teams we're talking about, who would be these types of team who could be finding themselves as a replacement team. Yes, again, I know it would be nice to win a national championship, but if you are a blue blood and you hold your tradition to a whole new standard and you hold all of that very close to the chest, would you want to win a national championship as a one seed when you didn't earn it? Like obviously it would come as nice, but I think it would leave a sour taste in my mouth. I mean, Tennessee is a little different. Any national championship is a national championship when you're a Tennessee fan for someone who hasn't seen one yet, or in any sport that for that matter. Also, a haircut would be nice. But even then, if Tennessee magically falls out of the tournament and is a replacement team, would I be able to cut my hair if we won it as a replacement team?
Yes.
Yes?
Yeah, I mean, you're going through the tournament.
What if we came in as a one seed and you just get the easiest
pace? Well,
you're still going to go
through
the best.
You still
got
to win those games.
Yeah, you're still going to go through some the other good teams in that bracket, or your region of the bracket, and then you're going to come out Final Four, and you're going to have to play the best team of the other bracket, and then national championship, the best to come out of the other two regions. So
there's no way there's a fluke national champion in college basketball. That just doesn't happen.
The only fluke that would be about it is maybe just your first-round matchup, you having to face off against the 16 seed.
Yeah.
But if you were one of the first four teams out, that's not necessarily an advantage to you because you're weaker than
what
a one
seed
is.
What if you're Gonzaga? You have your first undefeated season in forever, and this seems like the first year you're finally going to get it done. We've heard all about Mark Few's career and where he's been a Final Four man, but very few national championships, and in fact, zero.
Mm-hmm.
This is your 1 year. You have the best team you've had ever, and all of a sudden you draw Duke as your 16 seed instead of UMBC-type team. Obviously, UMBC is just the first team that pops in my mind.
Yeah.
You wouldn't get beat by that team. That's not what I'm saying. But just a smaller team like that, and all of a sudden you draw Duke. That doesn't seem fair to Gonzaga, would it? Especially if that game does get lost. I know you have to play the team you play. You play the ball where it lies type deal. But that seems a little... UNC Greensboro is a much different team than Duke, in my opinion, regardless of how down a year has been.
Yeah.
It's just a different level of player. So there's just all these... I get... Best team, you can't really have flukes and stuff like that. Like, the best team happens, and that's why it's 64 teams, and that you get the best team out of that tournament. That's why it's so big. That's why we love it. But at the same time, with these replacement teams, it does open the door for these possibilities of people getting pissed off. And we know, as Tennessee fans, that the thing that college sports fans do the best is get pissed off for nothing. What a quick break. Come back. Talk a little bit more about the college basketball world, and then probably shift into the NFL and also a couple of college basketball things, or college football things. I misspoke. It doesn't matter. We'll be right back. Welcome back in. Fan and Radio, Fox Sports Knoxville, live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Overtime. Continuing. Just rolling right along. That's what we do here. We kill it. On and off the mics, right?
Murder it.
First degree. Wouldn't say that.
First degree? Yeah.
Kill it. Premeditate. We come in here with a plan and then murder this radio show. Oh, fun fact.
Homicide.
What's a group of crows called?
A murder.
It is a murder.
Yeah. We did trivia on that in here one time.
Probably.
I think that was a question.
We did.
Pretty good at those.
Yeah.
Pretty good at asking those questions.
Right.
Tennessee plays basketball this weekend, and speaking of murder, we can only hope, right?
That's what I want. That's what I want.
I don't think a murder's going to happen.
You think we will get murdered?
If there was one scenario in which that might happen.
What is Auburn's arena's name?
Like I would know.
Like just, I would care.
Just asking.
Agreed.
We are traveling to Auburn, Alabama to play in the blank arena.
Tiger.
Auburn Arena. We are playing in the Auburn Arena.
That was close.
They got real they got real unique with the name over there. Okay.
Yes, the Auburn Tigers looking to defeat the Vols. They're 11-13, 5-10 in conference play. My only question, is Cooper back? Do we know?
Game-time decision. Game? Oh,
do not like that.
I hate that. Yeah.
Do not like that. That makes me uncomfortable. Auburn was 1-4 in their last five, lost their last three, losing to Kentucky by two, LSU by a score of 104-80, which would be 24 points, and then also lost to Florida 74-57. With Cooper being a game-time decision, it makes me a little bit more hesitant on a pick, but I'm still fairly confident in this game. I think Tennessee matches up well. Right now, a six-point favorite over the Auburn Tigers, number 25 in the nation, has a 74.9% chance.
Auburn Wire says they will likely be without Sharif Cooper, as he's listed as doubtful.
Like that. I like that.
Obviously, I hope he's okay, as long as he doesn't play.
Yeah. Heal up. I hope he's ready to go the day after.
There's no reason to push it. You're not going to make postseason anyways, regardless of how the season went. You weren't going to make postseason.
Just rest up.
Especially for a guy like him who's going to be a first-round draft pick. There's no reason. Yeah.
You think he comes out,
back,
or you think he takes his year of eligibility and tries to put something together with an Auburn team and be that number one guy? He only had half a season to do it, and not even half a season. He's ended his season early, it seems like.
I don't know. I've seen a lot of mock drafts, and the last month it's been varied. You know, at the beginning of the month, he was looking like a top 15 pick, but then I looked at one from a couple days ago, and they had him dipping to 22, and I think he was right behind Jaden Springer.
And is that – do you think that's play-wise or just nervous with the injuries? Like, if he's ending
this
the season
was,
with
this
injuries –
this was prior to the injury.
Okay. Oh, never mind.
So he's probably even lower
maybe
now.
Even slipping more. I mean, I don't even know what the injury is. Do we
– It's an ankle injury.
Ankle, okay. I figured it was lower body if it was going to keep him out for a couple of minutes.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe because of his point production, he's somewhat struggled. Teams have started to, you know, figure out how to play him defensively, so he hasn't been scoring as much. But the guy has shown that he's a hell of an offensive playmaker, and the fact that he's going to put up double-digit points and double-digit assists, and he manages to do that with an Auburn team that's very young.
Yeah.
And to be able to get double-digit assists consistently with this team that's so young and raw, I think it shows how good he can be and how good he probably will be at the next level.
In 12 games played, he has averaged 33.1 minutes, 20.2 points, 4.3 rebounds, 8.1 assists, 1 steal, 0.3 blocks with 4.2 turnovers. He, however, has been struggling to shoot the ball, 22.8% from the three-point range and 39.1% from the field, 82% from the free throw line. So when he gets to the free throw line, he's able to put the ball in the hoop, but
3-point percentage, not good.
No, with looking at these stats, if he's able to score 20 points while shooting that from the three-point line, why not come back and see what more damage you can do, especially with a year of eligibility? I don't know. It's going to be interesting, but if he's listed as doubtful, that makes me even more confident in this pick. But I said it before the show. I'll say it now. I think that Tennessee matches up very well against this Auburn team, which is a thing I never thought I'd say when talking about an Auburn team. But this Auburn team does not have the three-point shooting that we're used to seeing from other Auburn teams. They are just as fast-paced as those Jared Harper, Bryce Brown teams, but the three-point shooting is not there. I just read their starting point guard is shooting 22% from the three-point line. Overall, they're shooting 32% from the three-point line, 44% from the field, only averaging 78 points per game. I say only. That's still a high clip, but not from the three-point line.
Even though it's not as lethal of a three-point shooting team as we've seen in recent years with Auburn, I'm still going to be worried. Because,
for one,
it's Bruce Pearl going up against against Tennessee, so you know he has this game circled every single year.
In Auburn Arena.
Yes. And, again, you just mentioned they're a fast-paced team.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw against Georgia, while we had a nice lead to work with, we let them come back in that game and – Had we started to struggle maybe 2 minutes earlier in that game, we very well could have lost it. And I'm always worried when we play fast-paced teams. We saw what happened when we played a fast-paced team in LSU, and we lost. While it's a lower-quality team than us, I'm still worried because at the end of the day, Auburn's going to put up points.
That's a fair point. I just think with when you look at the teams that we've struggled with, and just this is a consistent thing with Rick Barnes' teams for some reason, it's always been that three-pointer. I mean, when you look at Vandy and the reason they were giving us trouble, it's Trey Thomas is 4 of 8 from three-point range, shooting it from his chest. Like, the teams that have given us the most trouble have been three-point shooting teams. And I still agree with you that a fast-paced team can give us trouble, and a lot of points can give us trouble, especially when we are known as a defensive team and struggle to put points in or on the board in the goal type deal. But with the lack of three-point shooting, it makes me a little bit more excited. When you look at Alabama dominant us in the three-point category. They beat us. Florida is an anomaly. Score 49 points a game. Like, that's just a game. It's a bad loss, but you can't make heads or tails of it. Missouri had a good three-point shooting night the game they beat us. And then you look at LSU, who, I mean, is a high-octane offense, but a better three-point shooting team. I don't know statistic-wise, but in my opinion, than Auburn. Maybe it's blind optimism. Maybe, hopefully, it's good optimism. But I really do think that Tennessee has a solid shot at winning this ball game. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. I think it's going to be around the Georgia score of like an 89-81 sounds nice to me. But I think final prediction, 88-76. I think Tennessee will – I don't think Auburn has
– 88.
I really do think when Tennessee has to play a fast-paced game and they're forced to, they can. I think it's just all about being forced to. And I think they will be forced to play a fast-paced game, and I think that it'll be pretty good. And with that news of Sharif Cooper, the line has already moved 0.5 points in favor of Tennessee.
I think I'll go 81-68.
Tennessee winning? Okay, I was assuming, but you left it a mystery.
Forgot to add which team to win.
I'm going to go 76-70.
76-70. Fair enough. We'll hit a quick break. If you're on the G3 Help Me Hotline, wait patiently. We'll get to you as soon as we get back after this break. Welcome back in. Fandon Radio, Fox Sports Knoxville. If you or a loved one's been injured in an accident, call the Knoxville-based law offices of G. Turner Howard III. Visit g3helpme.com or call them at 865-558-8030. They've been serving East Tennessee with over 20 years of experience. Let the G3 team get you the money you deserve. That's G, the number 3, helpme.com. And they are the presenting sponsor of the G3 Help Me Hotline, where Westchester been waiting patiently. Westchester, you're on overtime. What's up, man?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course. Thanks for calling.
Hey, I got a random question that I haven't asked on any other show, and I haven't heard answered or asked on any other show, but I'm not claiming to be the first one, but is this the first year that the NBA won't take any one-and-dones? The reason I ask is, if you're an NBA team, and even as far as the G League is concerned, are you going to want to take a player that has never played in front of a crowd, whether friendly or hostile?
It's a fair point. That makes sense. Now, with most guys who are five-star guys or NBA talents, you kind of know pretty early and they're going to these prep schools, so it's likely they played in front of big high school gyms, but it is a completely different atmosphere going from big high school gyms to college to even NBA, for sure.
Because, I mean, there's no sign at this point that either the conference or the dance are going to be played in front of full crowds, so, and even if so, that's such a small sample size. I mean, I don't know. I don't think I take a chance on people that don't know how to play in front of a hostile arena.
That's fair.
Especially once they quit getting tested for pot.
It looks like the ACC said that the women's and men's basketball tournaments will have fans. Still waiting, obviously, to hear on everything else. But, I mean, it's not going to be a full crowd. I think you make an interesting point, and I'm going to agree with you. I don't think anybody's talked about it. But I just don't know when it's the NBA how much you would put into that. If you're looking at a guy in a second round flyer and it's a one and done or a senior who's played in front of crowds, I think that could be on that list, but I think it's probably far down on the checklist. If you're going like first round picks, I think you still take best talent available.
Huh. I guess we'll just have to wait and see, won't we?
Yeah. I'm excited for the draft this year. It's going to be interesting. They made an announcement about how you're going to have to opt into the draft for the NBA as the NFL announced that you're going to have to opt out of the draft as Alex sneezes. Bless you, Alex. So it's going to be a very interesting draft this year to see how many guys actually do get picked up because they're going to have to be opting into the draft.
All right. Thanks for the conversation. Good to see you guys. Have a good show.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. I did not mean to yawn directly into the mic. I apologize.
That's all right. That's all right.
Alex sneezed and me yawning. We're a gross bunch of boys over here.
That's an interesting question, though. I mean, but at what point does talent just kind of override all? Like, you kind of got to, like, those top-tier guys, I think, no matter what, like, who's probably going number one this year? Do you guys?
Cade?
Yeah, Cade Cunningham.
That's what I thought. Cunningham,
see, a one and done?
Yeah, Oklahoma State.
Okay, so with a guy like that, I mean, you kind of, I think you willingly take that risk if he's the most talented. Yeah, if anything, I mean, you're not signing a guy for one season. He'll get acclimated eventually.
For sure, for sure.
And, I mean, these guys probably played in state championships in college arenas that weren't maxed out. You know, they weren't completely full, but
still fans.
It's still, fans, yeah.
I mean, and also, who knows? I mean, people talk all the time about the NBA being the woke league. Who knows when the NBA will have full crowds or full attendance?
That's true.
Anyways, like, they could be the last people to really let people in. I don't believe... Have there been fans at any games so far this year?
In the NBA?
Yeah. But just
Yeah, the Knicks had fans just the other night.
Yeah, the New York just a lot of fans. Florida's been having fans.
Well, Florida's Florida.
Yeah, it's scattered.
It's sellouts down there.
It's scattered as to what places have fans and what places have, like, very, very limited or no fans at all.
Fair enough. We I was looking at I think it was a TikTok yesterday, but it was there was a baseball game being played. I can't remember which stadium it was at, but the stadium was being used for vaccines while a game was being played. It was interesting.
That's kind of wild.
Interesting look. That is. I don't remember where it was.
That's
I just
where we're at.
That's, saw a very
that's
weird
what the
video.
World is like now.
It's weird. It's a weird time to be alive, but it's an interesting time nonetheless.
On the inverse of that question, though, I mean, some guys play better with that white noise of a crowd. Mm-hmm. You know, it allows them to lock in a little better. Mm-hmm. Like, just instead when it's dead quiet, you know, some guy, like some said, it's pretty hard. It's a little different.
Yeah, it'll be interesting.
Yeah.
I mentioned it during the call, and I kind of want to talk about it a little bit just because it is a little interesting. It's a little nitty-gritty type stuff, but it is interesting nonetheless, in my opinion. The NBA announced that a pandemic changes to the NBA draft rules for seniors for college basketball this year. And a shift from past years, the NBA league office will require seniors to petition the league for inclusion on the NBA early entry list in order to become draft eligible. So they have to actively opt in, basically, to the early entry list. Mm-hmm. Last October, due to disruptions caused by the pandemic, the NCAA obviously granted an additional year of eligibility to winter athletes, meaning every senior in college can return for the 2021-2022 season, while the NBA is requiring players to opt into the draft. The NFL is doing the opposite. They took the opposite stand last month in March. In March. By March 1st, you have to opt out. I think I'm reading that right.
Yeah, you have to opt out of the draft.
Yes, I am reading that right.
If you don't want to get drafted, opt out.
And if they attend to return for their additional year of
eligibility. I would like to opt out. I'll opt out of the NFL draft.
You're so stunning and brave.
Yeah, I don't want to get drafted this year. I don't think I'm, I got different stuff.
Do you remember the beginning of 2020? Think all the way back to the beginning, January 2020.
Sure.
The talk of the town was there going to be a draft?
Yeah.
Before opt-outs were even a thing, was there going to be a World War III military draft? And
oh, yeah,
now,
there was one.
Now we have the opt-out excuse in our back pocket.
Yeah, I'm opting out.
We didn't
out.
Have the opt-out excuse before that, but now...
I'm opting out of the NFL draft and the other draft.
Any draft.
Well.
Any drafts.
Besides the NBA drafts, can't have me.
Besides drafts on the show. Or are you opting out of those,
too? I'll participate in those.
Wouldn't hurt.
I'll opt out in one of those. No, I'm good at the drafts. Trivia, not so much.
I think
much.
You've only won one.
I've won quite a few.
It'd
I've got a few rings.
Do some stat diving
got
in
a few
there.
Rings. Yeah, I've won like 3 or 4.
I know you won the one that makes
post,
you cry.
Post the cheating scandal.
Cheating scandal.
Folky using Folky.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, he used to he used cheating. To clean up. Because they were like, wow.
Folky won every single
draft. They
were like,
wow, John Fulkerson is so quirky and relatable. He likes Everybody Loves Raymond. And then they're like, oh, it's not the basketball player.
The basketball player looked like such a nerd.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I never thought about it like that.
They're like, he just loves country music and
it's just my name, man.
Reality TV. Oh. Yeah, but it was a little bit of a PED for you.
Was it?
Yeah, it got you some dubs. It got you a couple. At
my
least.
Legal name is a PED.
I literally it got is, people yeah. tweeting at me saying for you to take more 3-pointers in national televised D1 college basketball games because
I'll
the
try.
Crowd would go riled.
The crowd would go wild.
No, it's not a wrong tweet. Don't tweet at me.
No, if our Folky pulled a three,
like the State Farm half court shot.
I can only imagine what his jump shot looks like.
If you walk, like if you just put him in a uniform, send him out there for the Vols, and he popped a three,
I'd do it,
and made it. The place might burn down.
I would do it.
The place would burn to the ground. It would be amazing.
I can't guarantee that I'd make it, but I would try.
How is your jump shot, Folky?
Wet.
Sure.
Lefty
make some,
or righty?
Miss some. I don't know.
You a lefty or a righty? Asked Alex. You had to think about it. Do you think you could pull with the left?
No.
There was a little hesitation there.
No.
Okay.
Are you by handle?
By handle.
What?
Moving on from that one.
I think it's...
Have you played organized basketball?
Ambidextrous.
Yeah.
No, it's okay.
Up until what age?
Not past.
He opted out of the draft.
I'm convinced that if Alex, I don't mean to exclude you, but I'm assuming you're probably not going to be here during the summer. But if we did basketball, I'm convinced that this
3v3,
I wouldn't say clean up, but we would make the final four. Just the youthfulness in general.
Well,
I played competitive basketball. We could do a writer's team, a team of interns.
Okay.
Mix it up a little bit.
You see, you guys might have more finesse.
Definitely more finesse.
And more quickness.
I can hit the three ball.
But I'm afraid of, especially you, Will, a hard foul on you, it's game over.
Who's hard fouling in pickup basketball?
John Reed. I could see John
Davey.
Reed. He would body you up at the round.
Houston.
I just think that I'm a much better basketball player and have an extreme basketball IQ. I can avoid contact.
Great ball movement.
Oh, for sure. I averaged more assists than
minutes.
Swing
it to me in the corner, it's hitting every time.
100% from three.
100%. I have the highest three-point percentage in history.
Wow.
Yeah, I've never missed.
It's legendary.
Are you excited for trivia next?
Whatever. Sure, man. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I take it or leave it, you know? Whatever.
Did you see where...
you don't want any part of it.
I'll be fine.
There's no
I'll
sports today.
There's no sports today.
So, it's movie, music, and history.
No niche. I'm good. I clean up on movies and music.
And you were a history major.
And I was a history major. I feel fine today.
Did you see where Illinois is fighting Illini basketball star? You're going to have to pronounce it for me, Alex.
Io DeSumo.
Boomy. Out indefinitely.
Boomy.
With a facial injury.
Did he take a bow?
Yeah, apparently. Oh. During the Michigan State loss, he got fouled by Matty Sissoko.
Yep.
Okay.
Late in the game, he was ejected with a flagrant 2 foul.
Oh, flagrant 2. So that was on purpose.
Yeah.
Nice.
What were you about to say?
That's what basketball needs.
You really need to stop, like, with all names. Like,
what am I supposed to do?
It's such a struggle.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Just
that this dude has a
whatever,
girl's name
whatever
and
the
then
first,
Sissoko.
Whatever the first
Sissoko.
Noise that it sounds like in
pronounce
your head.
Pronounce this.
Just say it.
Pronounce this. S-I-S-S-O-K-O.
But you go slowly.
S-I-S-S-O-K-O. Sure.
You go slowly as if we're going to pick up how you're saying it.
Yeah, I don't.
Is it correct? Like, we're not going to know some random name like that.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Apparently he's eager to play and hopes to return to the lineup.
After he caught an elbow to the dome.
From Sissoko.
Maddie. NCAA places South Carolina basketball on a 2-year probation for ex-assistant Lamont Evans, accepting bribes as well. Just a little breaking news out of the basketball world there, too. In the SEC, too. Interesting.
Nice.
We'll be right back. It's time for some trivia. Oh, boy, am I excited. Grinded before the show. Looking up these websites and writing these questions down, copying and pasting. Are we ready for the trivia?
Yes.
Thank you, Folky. Tucker, are you ready?
I am ready, yes.
Alex, are you ready?
Yes.
Categories today: Disney movies, music trivia, and history, American history, to be precise. Folky, you're the youngest here.
Sure.
I'm going to ask you to pick a category.
Disney.
Disney movies to start off with. I like it. I like it. Sounds good. Let's find a question. Here we go. Mowgli of the Jungle Book was raised by what kind of animals? This is for everybody, since we're going 3v3, by the way. Or 1v1v1.
Bears.
All of you are incorrect. You're thinking of Baloo, who, yes, raised him, but
the origin story...
Oh, my bad. He said bear. But the origin story, he was raised by what animal? It's a common origin story for a lot of people to be raised by this animal.
Wolves. Gorilla.
Wolves is correct. Folky gets the point. Where would you like to go after this, Folky?
Disney.
Disney still. Sounds good. What name does Mulan pick for herself when pretending to be a man?
I'm out.
Jeff.
John.
Blank Pong.
Ping.
Ping. It is Ping. Ping is correct.
Is it really?
It is Ping.
As in like ping pong?
As in what, hint I just gave, yes.
Like,
Like yes.
This game?
What would you like to choose? 1-1.
American history for 200, Alex.
Is that the easy or the hard question?
I'm not the host.
I don't care. Just do whatever you
Good
want.
Good one, Alex.
Good one, Alex.
Okay. The first capital of the U.S. What was the first capital of the United States?
If you're a history major, and
you can answer.
Oh, I can?
It's everybody.
Jamestown?
No.
No.
The first capital city
Maryland?
Of the United States.
New York City.
New York City is correct. Would you like to stay in history?
Yeah.
Sounds good.
I gave you all a minute. See if you can get it.
Sure.
What state was the last state to overturn laws against interracial marriage in the year 2000?
Alabama.
Alabama is correct.
I don't know who got that.
I'll give you both the point.
Cool. Fair.
Who would you all like to stay in history?
Go to Disney movies again.
Disney movies again. I'm glad y'all can agree on that. What was the first Pixar movie ever released?
Toy Story.
That is correct, Folky.
My favorite movie.
I was thinking, for some reason, A Bug's Life.
Nah.
Toy Story is your favorite movie of all time?
It's definitely up there.
Yeah.
It's
a
solid movie.
Oh, it's a good movie. Don't get me wrong. I don't think I've ever heard someone describe Toy Story as their favorite movie, but...
That and...
to each their own?
The Buzz Lightyear movie. Star Command?
What category would you like, Folky?
We'll go Disney.
Disney still?
Folky.
In The Lion King, my favorite Disney movie, who said, quote, "The past can hurt, but the way I see it, you can either run from it or learn from it."
Rafiki.
Rafiki is correct.
I was trying to think out of the box. I figured it would be Rafiki.
Sounds like something he would say.
Would you like to stay in Disney?
Yes.
He's killing the category.
He really is just running right through
his history. He was real quiet.
What character said in Nemo, "Fish are friends, not food"?
Bruce.
Bruce is correct, Folky. Folky, would you like to stay in Disney, I'm assuming?
Yes.
I thought it was like his teacher.
No.
I thought someone else said it and then they repeated it.
No, it is Bruce the shark.
It's okay. Bruce.
And then the other sharks repeat it.
Fish are friends, not food.
Just like that.
Who is Mufasa's trusted advisor in The Lion King?
Scar.
His enemy. That's the one who kills him.
I thought I haven't seen the movie in a long time. I thought maybe they were like boys.
Just think
at
of
first.
Hamlet. Who is Mufasa's
Rafiki.
Trusted advisor in The Lion King? Voiced by Gilbert Godfrey. Bet you didn't know that.
The toucan?
It is, but what's his name?
It's also voiced by John Oliver in the live action remake.
I didn't know that. Good fun fact. What's his name?
Paul.
I don't know.
Starts with a Z.
Zizu.
He's close.
Zuzu.
He's close.
Zaza.
Zebra.
Zoo man.
You had the last vowel correct.
Zazu.
It is Zazu. That is correct.
I said...
You said Zaza.
Yeah.
That was close.
Where would you like to go, Alex?
Let's go history.
History, back to history. Sounds good. Who wrote the revolutionary pamphlet Common Sense?
Thomas Paine.
That is correct. Thomas Paine. Great pull.
For some reason, I thought we stayed in Disney movies for a second. And I was like, that's not a Disney question. And then he said it. And I was like, okay.
We'll go with, where would you like to go? History still?
Yep.
All right. Well, I have two more history questions, so I'll just run through these. There's an easy one and a hard one. We'll go easy one first.
History still?
History still.
Okay.
Who wrote the Star-Spangled Banner?
Francis Scott Key.
Yep.
Folky started it first. I'll give him the point. We're going to stay in history. We're not going to transition. Let me finish this question, and then we'll go to Disney or music. According to historians, who was the first person to land in America?
John Smith. Christopher Columbus.
Leif Erikson.
Leif Erikson is correct.
Who?
Great pull. It's Leif Erikson day.
The Vikings, bro.
Wow.
All right, where would you like to go? Would you like to go to music or just go ahead and stay in
Disney. Go to music.
Go to music?
Yeah.
Go to music. Oh, goodness gracious.
R.I.P. me.
Okay, here's an interesting one. What pop star has written songs for other pop stars such as Ariana Grande, Miley Cyrus, Britney Spears, and Alice Cooper recently in the news?
Miley Cyrus.
No. Who wrote songs for Ariana Grande, Miley Cyrus, Britney Spears, and Alice Cooper?
I didn't realize Miley Cyrus was on that list. There's a lot of names.
Was in the news recently for a very slight name change.
Billy Ray Cyrus.
A very famous app has the same title as a song of hers.
What song? What app?
The number one social media app right now.
Twitter.
The other number one social media app right now.
Instagram.
The other one.
Facebook.
The one that's like Vine.
Kesha.
It is Kesha. Great pull by Folky there. Would you like to go back to music or would you like run through?
Yeah, sorry.
The music.
I thought he was going to keep running through apps.
I'm not a big TikTok guy.
That's really all. Folky's just shotgun spray. Works. It works. I can't get mad.
We still have Disney available.
We do still have Disney available. Would you like?
Yeah, let's go back.
Did you do anything but watch stupid Disney movies growing up?
They are not stupid.
They're stupid.
They are not stupid.
What are the names of Cinderella's stepsisters?
Oh, I don't know.
Hingis and Pringus.
It's something like that. I didn't want. Can I phone a friend? Can I call
Mary
my sister?
Mary and Susie.
Yeah, you can. If you want to call your sister live on the air, you can call your sister.
I'm surprised
live
you're
on the
not
air.
Spraying names right
and
now.
Mary.
You're really close with one of them.
Anna.
Extend Annie. Anna to what you would put to sleep.
Annabelle.
Put to sleep.
Anesthesia.
Anna dog.
That is one of them.
Really? You said you put dog?
Anna Old Yeller? This has gone off the rails.
Anesthesia.
Anesthesia is one of them.
Oh, okay, okay. And
Zelda.
You're not going to pull this one. I'll tell
Pringus.
You.
Pringus.
Drizella.
No.
Oh, we've had this stupid question before.
No, we haven't.
Yeah, we have. I remember stupid Drizella, and we made fun of it.
The Princess
minutes.
And the Frog is set in what city?
Louisiana.
Louisiana.
What city?
New Orleans.
New Orleans.
God,
yes! God! I hate this.
Folky, have you seen Tangled?
Like
don't ask him. Just ask the question.
What's the name of Rapunzel's chameleon in Tangled?
Rico.
No, I feel like that's not right.
Who plays the Mandalorian?
Pedro Pascal.
Pascal is correct. Would you like to go back to music?
Get away from this category.
Okay.
God.
Okay, here, I'll scroll to the top. This one's hard, but let's ask it anyways. Oh, what singer has had a Billboard number one hit in each of the last 4 decades?
Drake.
Female singer.
Rihanna.
Madonna.
Beyonce.
J-Lo.
It's not who you're thinking.
Well, yeah. We already guessed and it was wrong.
She only really wants one thing for Christmas.
I hate you.
Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey. If you wouldn't have said that hint, I would have pulled it. I knew it was a stupid Christmas song.
Would you like to go back to Disney, Folky?
Let's go back to Disney.
As soon as you said that, I knew one of these idiots was going to pull the name and I couldn't get it out. I knew who it was. I knew, I was like, well, what song would hit the chart? Every year, it was stupid Mariah Carey. I had to just figure out her name, and it doesn't even matter.
What are the names of the little fox and the hound from Disney's The Fox and the Hound?
Cooper, Copper, and, no,
even,
it's Copper and...
Stepdad name.
Oh, no, Copper...
Very much a stepdad name.
Yes.
Greg.
Close.
John?
Gary.
No.
Frank.
I know it's Copper.
Jim.
There's a trend going around that you cannot name one famous one of these. One famous man named blank.
Jeff.
No, there's plenty of those.
I was just guessing.
Jeff Green, Jeff George,
Marvin,
Jeff Garcia.
Jeff Gordon.
Repeat the question again.
The dogs.
Copper
yeah.
is the hound dog.
Flop.
Yes.
Who is the fox?
Randy.
It is Todd the fox.
Todd. Stupid Todd. There's Todd McShay.
Todd Frazier.
Todd.
This is so much more fun than I thought.
Copper and Todd. This has been an electric segment. We got to keep going.
I think I actually drafted that movie.
What's the little girl's name in Inside Out?
I don't know.
What?
The little girl's name.
These are new. I don't
joy,
watch movies.
Joy, anger, disgust, and sadness guide whose emotion in Inside Out?
Who's the emotion?
Amy Poehler.
Happy.
Wait,
sadness.
No. Wait, are we guessing the voice actor?
Like the girl.
What's the girl's name?
So the
Ruby,
emotions are in
character.
What girl's body?
Samantha.
Yes. No.
Oh,
no, no.
Oh, I thought I had it.
Annie.
No.
Ellie. Elizabeth. Mary.
Rachel.
Hold on.
Elizabeth.
Martin.
Phoebe.
Steve.
Monica.
Steve.
Y'all are throwing so many names, I can't even think of a hint.
Jessica.
Former Eagles wide receiver with the last name Cooper who got in trouble for saying a race.
Riley.
Riley is correct. Folky got it.
Just keep going. Do another one. I want
more. In Monsters, Inc., there's nothing more deadly
code
or toxic than what?
Code 4319.
No, just like what would be code 4319?
Oh, the
kid
seeing you?
Close touching you. You're touching a kid.
It's just a kid. Just a human child is the most deadly and toxic thing.
The sock! Okay.
In Finding Nemo, Dory suffers from what?
Amnesia.
Memory loss.
Short-term memory loss.
He got it right both times. Who plays Dory?
Ellen DeGeneres.
That is also correct. A little bit of a comeback. Would you like to stay in Disney?
I'd like to go to anywhere but music, please.
Oh, all right, this will be the last couple of questions. These are all so hard.
Good.
Okay, here we go. Before Phil Collins... Who was the lead singer of the band Genesis? A name everyone knows.
Steve Perry.
No. PG.
Paul George.
He was singing.
It would be one Peter Gabriel.
Who the hell is that?
He's the lead singer of Genesis.
That's former. Right. Yeah. He was the former lead singer of Genesis. Okay. Any other ones?
Might as well just go ahead and hit a break. That was fun, though.
Do we have a score update?
I wasn't keeping.
Good.
Van Halen famously banned what color of M&Ms in their rider?
Red.
Blue.
Brown. Orange.
Green.
Brown.
Yellow.
Brown.
Yellow.
I was gonna
Green?
Get there.
Which classic composer was deaf?
Mozart.
Beethoven.
Beethoven is correct. Folky, you might have just had your greatest day of all time in trivia. That was the
I
most impressive
so.
Thing I've ever seen. I might just, like Alex with Soccer Boys, I might just start doing Disney movie trivia for Folky.
Maybe he is 12.
Maybe he is 12.
Maybe he is 12. Maybe that's why he knows stupid trivia. I hate this.
Welcome back in. Fandom Radio, Fox Sports, Knoxville. Live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. We are killing it, dude. That was my favorite trivia segment we've ever done.
That was a good one.
I mean,
I never knew Folky just
knew
his entire knowledge base. That
I think
we haven't tapped into it yet.
Those were all hard questions.
It's just a diamond of Disney information.
Those were all hard Disney questions. There was not a single easy Disney question in
that
bunch.
No.
Those were all
challenging. You dig into Folky, the first layer you hit's baseball info, and then there's just this thick, it's just Disney.
You got to get through his Pete Rose phase.
The Pete Rose is like the dust on top.
Yeah. That's the
when you get to the heart of who Folky is, it is...
candy.
His magma, if you will.
I mean, he knew copper like that. Like,
just could not think of
he
Todd.
Watched that movie yesterday.
One thing I love about betting on basketball.
I've never seen that movie in my life.
You've never seen
I've
Fox
seen
and
it,
the Hound?
Like,
I haven't
twice.
Seen Fox and the Hound. I haven't seen Mulan. There's so many Disney movies that I'm like, yeah, I'm not interested in.
Wow.
And you've never been to a concert?
Nope.
You're almost
you're
as bad as
out.
Davey not liking cheese.
What?
Do you not know that?
He doesn't like, like just regular cheese?
Any cheese. Am I wrong?
Yeah,
he will not eat any type of cheese.
That's a red flag on a person.
He was talking to some girl, and he told her that he doesn't like cheese, and he said she lost interest from that point.
I
just don't understand how
agree.
You're going
to say... I was just about to say, if a girl told that to me, I'd never talk to her again.
That's more of a red flag than her being interested in like true crime and murder podcasts. Like,
yeah.
Which is a red flag. If a girl is interested in true crime and murder podcasts, it's a little weird. If I was on a date and I said, yeah, I'm really interested in listening about people who murder people, the girl would be terrified.
True.
Vice versa should be accepted.
That's fine. I agree.
One of my best friends is big into... Do the true crime and murder documentaries on Netflix.
One of my best friends is a girl. So we're kind of in the same boat
Sick
well,
flex.
No. I'm just saying, like, I wonder how it is for him because, like, he's talking to some girl now. I wonder, like, how it is once she finds out that, like, if she'll be creeped out by it.
Do you have to hide it like you hiding bodies?
Like, yeah, maybe this guy is just watching film. Like, that's what that is.
Up.
It's film study. I mean, you don't do it often. I'm not saying they're serial killers, but one day they need to, they'll tap back into the
like. If you think about
could.
It,
the
reason,
work in the film room.
The reason we all love watching sports, I'm assuming, is because we all played those sports.
That's true.
people love watching murder things. Maybe they were murderers.
Maybe they're a little predisposed into murdering, a little killing.
Could be.
Perhaps.
Who knows?
Speaking of killing, did you see where the Slim Reaper is not going to be in the All-Star game? That was the best segue I've ever had in my life.
Who's that?
I did see that, actually.
I've set this up for 5 minutes for you before the show.
I don't know any basketball player based off Slim Reaper.
Slim Reaper. Super skinny. Very good.
They're all 7 feet tall. They're all skinny.
No. This one is genuinely 7 feet tall and very skinny.
And his nickname is the Slim Reaper. He does not like that nickname, though. He needs to embrace that nickname.
Tarantula?
KD?
It's KD. KD. We talked about him. Who is his replacement, Folky?
I don't know.
He was still questioning when you said Tarantula.
He was like, wait a minute.
It felt like a trick.
Is it a coincidence? Maybe someone else.
This is Folky's breakout show. He's about to be the co-host of The Drive next Monday.
Man. Folky's having an all-time
day. Who's his replacement?
I don't know. Alex said it.
Indiana Pacers
you.
Forward. Balling out, international player.
His father played in the NBA.
Former Thunder player, correct?
Yes.
Schroeder?
Domantas Sabonis.
Sabonis, that's right. We talked about him yesterday.
Schroeder plays on the Lakers. I used him in trivia a couple days ago.
I know who Schroeder is. I just tried to think of someone who's with the Thunder that isn't anymore. I didn't remember. I didn't know he was on the Lakers.
They have made a lot of trades in recent years with young players.
I mean, I got confused the other day when we were talking about Chris Paul and said that he was on the Thunder still because I did not realize he died that quick stint.
The team is very different than it was 2 years ago.
Three, Dort's team. Four, and like the more you go back, the less people. Yeah.
Well, like that most famous meme from like 2015 was when someone would from 2017 when someone took a screenshot of KD, Russell Westbrook, and James Harden all playing on the same team.
And it's like, wow.
And now all of a sudden, James Harden and KD are back on the same team.
I'm sure people have talked about this hypothetical before. I mean, it's probably a pretty top. Like, do you think they would be the same guys they are today if they hadn't split up? Do you think if they stayed together, if any of them would be at the level they are now?
I think it was bound to happen. Like, I don't think.
And their styles of play are like so not similar, but they're very ball dominant. And like
see, that's why.
Like,
that's why I think it would have to happen.
You couldn't like each of them couldn't have the ball enough to get to where they are now.
Well, I think Westbrook and Durant would be the same. The only one that I could see being different would be Harden.
Just because he was that sixth man. Like, he wasn't even a starter on that team. He was the sixth man of the year for that year, I believe.
And then if they were to have made him a starter, if he were to have stayed there, he would have been primarily a catch-and-shoot guy. So we wouldn't have seen him be that ball dominant.
And maybe, speaking a giant maybe, obviously, but maybe Harden would not be talked about as being that much of a danger on defense, because when you are a role player in the NBA, you fill all the roles you need. So maybe he works
a little
harder. Less leeway when you're not a star versus more leeway. Yeah. But no, Sabonis gets his bid to be an All-Star. We talked about him when we were mentioning the All-Star campaign, so I just want to mention that. I mean, it's always nice to see someone get their is it his first All-Star bid, correct? I don't think it's his first All-Star weekend, but I think it's his first All-Star game.
I would say it is, yeah.
He's definitely played in a Rising Stars challenge before.
I don't know. I kind of. Yeah, he didn't make it last year. Yep.
Last year would have been the only year, correct?
Mm-hmm.
How do you think the players are feeling going into this All-Star game? Because it seems like they're not very excited about it, which kind of matches my energy. Like, All-Star weekend is going to be fun. Yes, I'm going to watch the All-Star game, but it definitely doesn't have the pop or the flair that usual All-Star weekends have. And I mean, with the lack of competitions, that's one reason. But the players also don't seem really excited or intrigued to go play. Do you think that changes? Do you think we will see still a fun All-Star game? Obviously, I mean, we're still going to see a fun All-Star game. It's the greatest basketball players in the world playing basketball. But
will it
you
be competitive?
You know what I mean.
Yeah,
will it be an All-Star game or will it be an All-Star game?
Well, if they're doing the same scoring as they did last year?
I'm assuming so.
Because I liked the scoring of last year. I think it kept the tempo up even late into the game when it was over, because it wasn't.
I just got so confused. That was the only thing. It was just so much math.
You just kind of watch basketball until the fourth, and then you know what score they have to get to. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, you don't have to keep up with it. But I think it did make the pace play a little higher, and guys were actually playing for something. Because I think it does. Like, it's setting that goal of, hey, first team that hits this number wins the basketball game. I think that's, you know, enticing to someone. You can't sit and let the clock burn. Mm-hmm. You've got to go get buckets.
Yeah. So. I guess it does incentivize good play as well without just the MVP.
Yeah.
Just an interesting quote here talking about Kevin Durant. Steve Nash says, well, it sucks not to have Kevin. He's an amazing, amazing basketball player. And anytime you have a Lamborghini in the garage, it's meant to be on the road. So we're all disappointed. Makes sense. If you have a Lamborghini, I'm assuming you'd want to drive it.
You would want to...
use it.
Yeah.
Be able to access it.
Whip that thing, as the kids are saying these days.
I'm a kid, and I can confirm, yes, we are saying whip that thing. T-H-A-N.
Right.
G.
Right, that thing.
I just think the second round of imaging, when there was less bleeding, it was more clear to just be cautious, Nash said. We'll monitor him appropriately, and we'll make sure to get him back playing at the level he was playing at when he went out. Quote, it's part of Mother Nature and just figuring out the course of rehab and then ramping him back up when he is healthy enough so that he doesn't come back prematurely. We've seen KD and other stars from the Warriors teams in the past come back prematurely. I mean, Clay is an example we could use. I wouldn't say come back early, but it was on his own time, it seems like. But I would assume that
it was in
Clay
preseason workouts.
But I would assume that Clay is not doing something that's not Warriors sanctioned normally for workouts. No. It's normally someone knows what's going on. So
I think it was at the facility.
It was. I couldn't remember. It was a weird timing.
They had just on the Warriors Twitter account, they had said a week before that they had just come back for workouts.
Okay, makes sense. That's always nice. We'll hit a quick break, though. Breakdown. There's a couple other things. Did you see Zlatan's comments on LeBron and his activism? I don't want to get too into it and too political, but it was an interesting take from a European point of view and a soccer player's point of view compared to LeBron. I mean, Zlatan is kind of the LeBron of, where is he from? Sweden?
Sweden.
That's what I thought. So he's kind of the LeBron of there. So it's very interesting to kind of see the different perspectives from the world. So maybe talk about that a little bit. Just go a lot of different directions before birthdays. Hit a quick break, though. Come back. Reset everything. Don't go anywhere. Overtime continues after this. Welcome back in. Fandom Radio, Fox Sports, Knoxville. Overtime, hour two, rolling right along. Killing it here. I say that every time we come in because we are.
Murdering it.
I'm just being honest, man. Did you see where Toronto Raptors Pascal Siakam, Coach Nick Nurse, and five other assistants will be out for tonight's game due to protocols?
I did see that.
Friday night in Tampa, Florida, Houston will be playing the Toronto-Tampa Bay Raptors. They will be without six coaches, including their head coach and Pascal Siakam. Quote, obviously we've had him for a few years, and the experience he brings, not only what he's done in the NBA, but an international head coach, whether it was in Europe or a national team head coach, general manager Bobby Webster said of
Scariolo.
Bam. Experience.
Scariolo.
Before Friday's game, designating him was not a difficult decision for them. So they'll have a designated coach with Sergio as that designated coach, who has coached at multiple high-level clubs, including Real Madrid.
Well, that's interesting that he's coaching, because I was reading an article about the outbreak that they had, and Scariolo was originally quarantining because he had just returned from a FIBA basketball commitment.
Yeah, his quarantine ended today.
Oh, wow. Perfect timing.
His quarantine ended today just in time. This will be his first NBA game he's ever coached.
Y'all smell that? It smells a little fishy.
What do you mean?
Quarantine ended today?
Yeah. Apparently his quarantine ended on Friday.
It's convenient.
So, I don't know. I'm
just saying it's convenient.
It is convenient. Yeah, it's good for them.
Not good for me taking Rockets money line.
Really?
Yep.
You're worried about that? You think the Raptors can win? You think he's some great coach?
They have good players still.
They still have good players.
No, see,
Pascal is not that important for them. I don't think this season. He's been having a down year.
That's fair. As soon as you said this season, I agree with you.
Fred Van Fleet's been their best player.
Well, he's an all right player.
Coming off of a birthday. Birthday game?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that yesterday.
What's his birthday? I don't know. I think it's cool for this guy to get his first chance coaching. And there's going to be, and it's just going to be him. He could do whatever he wants. It's his tryout. There's no other coach going to be hey, no, don't do that. That's stupid. He's gonna be able to go and shoot from the hip.
The players who don't play will be his assistant coaches, updating them on foul trouble and stuff.
Yeah. It's a little,
it's really funny watching Kyle Lowry go from D'ing up Victor Oladipo and then picking up an iPad or a Surface or whatever and drawing up a couple of sets to run next play.
He's be like, Sergio, hand me the iPad.
Sitting that big wagon of his on the bench.
That's, I mean, yeah. I wish, because we had talked about earlier about the possibility of him being a player coach. That would have been awesome. That would have been electric. They lose that game, but it would have been pretty cool.
Yeah.
Him calling a timeout like right before the end of the game, drawing up a play in the dirt, and then them hitting like a game winner. I would have lost my bet, but it would have been pretty cool.
Well, I would have loved to see him on the court and like saying, hey, you come and get this guy. Make a sub. As he's on the floor.
Kyle Lowry playing in a suit and tie with the number 7 on the back.
That would have been pretty cool.
That'd be sick.
No, tuxedo t-shirt. Tuxedo t-shirt.
I don't think any of this is going to happen, so.
Well, the player coach could have happened.
Could have happened, and it would have been amazing.
It would have been a fun spectacle.
It would have. It wouldn't have probably been pretty, but it would have been a spectacle. So, I don't know. Good for old Sergio, though. He's, you know, hopefully he does all right. Not enough to win. I need them to lose. But I hope he somehow leverages himself into an NBA head coaching job because of this.
You've been having some pretty good luck when it comes to NBA games recently, haven't you?
Yeah, I've actually been on pretty much of a tear. Like, the past 2 days, I've gotten, like, 2 parlays right that were, you know, 4 higher legs. Had one that was, you know, pretty close last night. I'm on a bit of a heater right now. It feels good. Because I was in a long slump. Like, I hadn't hit a bet in about 3 weeks, which I hadn't gambled every day.
Yeah, that's not true.
But I hadn't. I had gambled, like,
every other day.
Like, twice a week. Not big bets, you know. Bet within your means, people. But I was in a slump. But I'm on the way back. I'm climbing the ladder. How have you been, Alex?
You took my hot streak.
Okay, that's.
I'm in a bad slump.
I appreciate you, you know, transferring the hot streak over to me, because I was in some rough water. I couldn't hit like a surefire bet. Something would go wrong. Now things are going right.
Yeah, I'm not in hot water. Like, I still got money left, FanDuel credit left in my account.
Right.
But last night, Davey Hudson gives me a tip in which to take the under for total points in the Knicks-Kings game at 224, because that was the lowest over-under total on the night for NBA games. And he was telling me that he had found that there's been a recent trend in which the lowest under out of all the game slates on a particular game, it'll go under. It'll finish under.
And yeah, said it was like 3-1?
Yes, it was 3-1 in the last 4 nights that Davey had been tracking. I believe Billy was also in on this. And so he told me that I should look at that. And being the Knicks fan that I am, I've noticed how they're a good defensive team and they don't put up a lot of points.
Right.
And they were playing the Sacramento Kings last night. So I took that beat, felt pretty confident. It was 77-64 at the half. The Knicks were up. Ugh. And that's when I was like, yep, not doing that again.
And the Knicks ended with 140.
Yeah, they scored one season high, 140.
Knicks scored a season high, man. I mean, let's go. Progress.
Derrick Rose looked great last night.
The whole team looked great offensively. I mean,
he came off the bench and went 7-for-7.
Yeah, Emmanuel Quigley came off the bench. He went 5-of-8. I think he had like 20 points.
He lit it up.
Yep, Julius Randle had 20 points.
The Knicks' second unit right now like might be the best second unit in the NBA.
Pump the brakes on that.
I think they're pretty good, man. Derrick Rose is actually leading that group pretty
well. He started last night.
They started him last
night? Yeah, they started him for the first time last night.
Shoot, okay. That's good for him. I'm glad he's playing good ball.
Yeah, I originally was against the trade.
Yeah, I remember me and you talking about it, and you were like, I said something about, I kept saying, he scored 50, and you were like, yeah, but is he ever going to be that good again? He's playing pretty well for the Knicks.
He's been a solid addition.
I have a buddy who's a Knicks fan who, like, the second game y'all had Derrick Rose, he messaged me and he was like, yeah, I was wrong. Derrick Rose is still pretty good.
It's not that he's pretty good. It's just that he's a good veteran addition to that team, as well as he's been productive.
Yeah. I mean, he's
along with that leadership.
He's a great leader for that team.
Yes.
He's probably the oldest guy on the team, right?
Yeah. We re-signed Taj Gibson.
Oh, okay.
So.
I forgot about that. But, yeah, pretty much.
Doing.
Yep.
Thank you for your service. Resigning, Taj.
I hate Taj Gibson.
I didn't know Taj Gibson was still in the league.
Always love Taj Gibson. Yeah. Why do y'all just always pick up the Bulls' leftovers when they're old?
Because we have Tom Thibodeau as our head coach.
That's a good point by you. I mean, but Joakim Noah, Derrick Rose, Taj Gibson. Chandler played there for a little bit, if I'm not mistaken. No, Boozer played there for a little bit, if I'm not mistaken, right?
No.
Then was I thinking Chandler? They look
Tyson
they,
Chandler
the same
was never bowl.
No, I know, but they're the same person as me. That's
what I'm
saying.
Trying to think of Chandler. Who do you mean by Chandler?
Tyson Chandler. I know he wasn't a bull. I was just saying that Carlos Boozer and Tyson Chandler played at around the same time and looked very similar in my 12-year-old mind, and so I always get those two players confused.
Yeah, but the Bulls would originally, when we had Derrick Rose, when we signed him along with Joakim Noah, I mean, that was all Phil Jackson. Mm-hmm. He thought that he would still be able to get the best out of them. Those contracts really backfired on us as well as Phil Jackson. And then now with Tom Thibodeau, he's trying to bring any semblance of the old Bulls he has back. Which, I mean, it's worked because they're a really good defensive team, and they're looking like a playoff team right now. But I'm
still won.
Good point. But if you play Derrick Rose 35 minutes like you did in 2010, it's going to end in the same result as it did in 2010.
Very true. That's where I'm concerned. That's where I'm interested to see come back half of the season. Come playoff time, if they do indeed make the playoffs, which originally, right now they currently look like they would make it, how guys would hold up, especially like Julius Randle, who's been our best player by far this season.
But he's never had to play on an extended stretch of games.
He's already torn his ACL once in his career, so he has, a weak knee, I guess you could say, or a prone knee, and he's playing a lot of minutes for us because he's our best player. And Tom Thibodeau doesn't let up. I mean, it seems like he's playing 40 minutes every night. So hopefully it holds up. Hopefully it's fine, as well as the young players. I don't want any of them deteriorating from the minutes they're playing.
How do you feel about the Celtics dipping below 500?
That's weird, isn't it?
I didn't know. Like, I haven't been really – I've been keeping up with the NBA, like watching games, watching SportsCenter, and kind of watching box scores, but I haven't been like really paying attention to records. Did not know that they were below 500 until it came on my timeline today.
Yeah, Jason Tatum's been struggling ever since he came back from COVID.
And both the Jason and Jalen are all-stars this year.
Yep.
With some notable snubs from the Eastern.
Yep, and then they got Marcus Smart, who's a big glue guy for them, just like Josiah James is for us, for Tennessee. He's out till past the all-star break with, I think he tore his calf or something like that. So for them, it seems like they're at a loss as to what their problems are. They're really struggling offensively. Kemba Walker is a shell of the player he once was because of just the deterioration of his knees. They have a lot of questions they need to solve, and Brad Stevens is kind of getting got right now. People are starting to find him out. I feel like if they – I think they'll make the playoffs, but if they're like a low seed and they lose first round, I think Brad Stevens could be out.
Fair enough. Great last name, not a great coach. We'll be right back. Welcome back in. It's time for the birthday game. We're live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. White Claw Hard Seltzer is made, crafted, using seltzer water, 5% alcohol, and a hint of fruit flavor, and they're only 100 calories, and they're now available in 8 refreshing flavors, including, but not limited to, fresh watermelon, sweet tangerine, and juicy lemon. Each one with a wave of pure refreshment. White Claw Hard Seltzer, made pure. Time for the birthday game. Let's get right into it with the number one birthday of the day. February 26th, 1932, a singer, born in Kingsland, Arkansas, passed away, unfortunately, at the age of 71, September 12th, 2003. Known as the Man in Black, became one of the most influential musicians in the 20th century, inspiring artists in various genres from country to rock and roll.
Frank Sinatra.
That's the worst guess I've ever heard in my life.
He's not from Arkansas.
That's a good point.
Surprised none of
born in 32.
None
died
of y'all
in...
have gotten this.
Yes, Johnny Cash.
It is Johnny Cash.
I was about to say that.
I'm embarrassed that it took that long to get that.
I just thought that 1932 seemed old.
You don't deserve the point for that, I guess.
Frank Sinatra, dude.
I still got Johnny Cash before anyone else.
I was about to say it. I wanted to hear the hometown again.
Anyways.
February 26, 1958. I'm scraping the bottom of the barrel today, so we're going to do one politician just because. Born in Minnesota. 63 years old, Democratic politician who served as the 70th governor of Virginia from 2006 to 2010. He was elected to the Senate in 2013, and in 2016 was Hillary Clinton's running mate. I'll take a last name. if you can remember, 2016, Hillary Clinton's running mate.
O'Malley?
It's incorrect.
Initial.
TK. No, it is not infamous rapper. TK. It is TK, the initials.
Kelly?
Correct.
The last name?
No, incorrect.
I thought you said correct.
My bad, my bad. The end part didn't come out right. Think about who our mayor is and who he was when he had his mask on.
Kane.
It is Kane. Tim Kane, to be specific, was the running mate.
You're giving it him with Kane?
I said I would take the last name if you could remember the slogan.
Okay.
Sorry. All right, Frank.
Okay, okay. Well, that's fine. I would have said Kane if I didn't, if I thought I didn't have to, like, pull
Folky, did I say I
too.
Would take the last name?
I didn't hear that.
He did
fine.
Say he would
that's
take the last
name.
Should
fine.
Listen more.
Basketball player, February 26, 1980, Hollywood, Florida. Only basketball player for today, 41 years old. Former basketball player, I should say, I guess. NBA point guard who began his career with the Washington Wizards in 2003 and joined the Lakers in 2010.
Gilbert Arenas.
He finished his
Steve
career.
Steve Nash.
He finished his career at the University of Maryland with fifth most assist in NCAA history. He won an NCAA championship at the University of Maryland in 2002. He became Steve Nash's backup on the Lakers in 2012. Two first names. SB.
Oh, Steve Blake.
Steve Blake is correct.
I have no idea who that even is.
Mm-mm. You said the Wizards and the Lakers. Didn't even throw the Blazers in there?
I'm reading what's in front of me. I can't control what the bio says on here.
Can't
I apologize.
Believe they didn't
sincerely.
Put the Blazers in there. That was a filthy Blazers team he was on with Brandon Roy.
I'm surprised no one got it off of the Maryland championship team. He was really the only good player on that team.
I
wasn't watching.
Sorry. I was born and I knew that. I was born that year, like
cool.
2 months before that tournament.
That's crazy.
Football player, February 26, 1973, New Orleans, Los Angeles, 48 years old today. Former running back who was named Offensive Player of the Year for three consecutive years. He led St. Louis to a victory.
Eric Dickerson.
What?
Huh?
What year are we in?
He's 48.
Oh, he's 48. Okay.
Led the St. Louis Rams to a victory during the greatest show on turf and was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 2011.
Marshall Faulk
is correct.
Marshall Faulk.
Killing it with the guesses today.
Let me sprint through these real quick.
You are, Tucker.
You didn't get Johnny Cash. That's all I got
to
say.
True.
Let me switch over to tomorrow's real quick. Give me 2 seconds.
Sure.
Tough showing.
Reality star, February 27th, 1985, Franklin Square, New York, 35 years old. Born Jennifer Lynn Farley, she gained fame for appearing on the hit TV show Jersey Shore. And
Snooki.
Later, it's not Snooki. It is JWoww.
Jennifer.
I mean, I can't control that.
No, that's fine. I had to pick a random Jersey Shore girl.
No, it's fair. If you would have let me, I literally was about to say Snooki, so it wouldn't have been Snooki if you gave me two more seconds, too,
tough.
Is what
two
hurts.
More.
February 27th, 1932, another person born in 1932, London, England. Another person who lived a long time as well, passed away, unfortunately, at the age of 79 in March of 2011, March 23rd to be exact. Better known as blank blank, I can't read that. She was a glamorous movie actress who starred in Cleopatra and Butterfield 8 during Hollywood's golden age. She appeared in 11 films.
Marilyn Monroe?
With Richard. Marilyn Monroe died way before
That's
2000.
Fair point. Another fair point.
Come
another
on,
fair point. I forgot
you
the
were
death
a history
date.
Major.
I forgot the death date. I forgot what you said. I just
Didn't
remember
know
1932.
Marilyn Monroe was from England, too.
I just remember 1932. Shut up.
Arguably the greatest actress of all
Audrey
time.
Audrey Hepburn.
That's not a terrible
that's a
pull,
fair,
but
yes.
That's also not the
Elizabeth
right name.
Elizabeth Taylor.
It is Elizabeth Taylor. And it's Katharine Hepburn is who you're thinking of as the old. Aubrey is the granddaughter or daughter of her, I believe. Right last name, though. I could be getting them mixed up,
no
so I apologize in advance, but
right
I'm pretty
now.
Sure it's Katharine Hepburn. If you've ever seen the movie Trumbo with Bryan Cranston.
Well, Audrey Hepburn was born in 1929.
What about Katharine?
I have no
idea. Where's Kat?
Katharine Hepburn.
Where's old Katie?
I think 28.
Only thing you've gotten right today, Tucker.
I don't know if I can do these. These are some hard ones today, guys. I'm sorry. Family member. February 27th, 1980, Little Rock, Arkansas. She is 40 years old today. Daughter of the 42nd President of the United States and a senator. She worked as a correspondent for NBC News. She attended Stanford University as an undergraduate, then received her master's from Oxford and Columbia University as a PhD Oxford. We talked about her mom.
Yeah. Last name Clinton.
Chelsea Clinton.
It is Chelsea.
Yep.
Not Kelsey. Kelsey.
You're welcome. Couldn't put the first name together.
He has her daughter.
It is her daughter and also his son.
Yeah.
Football player. February 27th, 1976. Torrance, Canada. Did not know this man was born in Canada. 44 years old today. Former NFL tight end who became an all-time leader in touchdowns and yards amongst tight ends.
Tony Gonzalez.
Tony Gonzalez is correct.
Yeah.
You were having a bad showing today,
man. He just beat me to it. I said and then he said it.
Man. Basketball players. Okay. Legendary Hall of Famer right here. February 27th, 1961. Gastonia, North Carolina, 59 years old. Three-time NBA champion with the Los Angeles Lakers, who also won an NCAA title with the University of North Carolina in 1982. He was selected first overall in the 82 draft and was named to seven All-Star teams during his 12-year career, all spent with the Lakers.
Magic Johnson.
James Worthy.
James Worthy is correct. Football players. Man, there's not even good football players. This dude's in a UT jersey. I don't even know who that is. Nope.
Do you save the weekends for Monday?
I'm doing Saturdays. I save Sundays for Monday so we can do 2 days. We'll go with this just because I know the name. February 27th, 1990, a football player born in Rochester, New York, 30 years old. NFL defensive end who won NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year month honors to start – oh, not Rookie of the Year. Rookie of the Month honors to start off his professional career with the New England Patriots in 2012. Helped the Patriots capture Super Bowl XLIX in 2015. He was two-time All-Big East selection first team while playing at Syracuse University. Was
Chandler Jones?
Is Chandler Jones.
Who's his brother, Tucker?
Landry.
Nope.
Jones.
Bones Jones? John Jones?
His brother's John Jones?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. I didn't know he had a brother in the NFL. Or I didn't know they were related.
Yep.
That's pretty cool. John Jones keeps his nose clean. He's the GOAT.
I'm going to laugh really hard.
Yep.
Literally and figuratively, because he also did some other stuff. But
There are no other basketball or no other birthdays, so I think I'm going to have to go back to basketball and just do the one I didn't do already. I apologize, but there are really no other birthdays, and we got a couple minutes.
He's having a rough day anyway, so what does it matter?
February 27th, 1992, Robinson, Illinois, 28 years old, 7-foot center, began his career with the Portland Trailblazers in 2012. Played shooting guard until he grew 6 inches during his sophomore year
Clint
of high school. No, not even close.
Oh, wait, no, that's Rockets. God dang.
He was chosen
Nurkic.
Five. No. Believe he played at Duke. Illinois. He played at Illinois. Honorable mention, all Big Ten selection. Myers Leonard is correct. Rough day today, man.
Yeah.
Let's see if you get this basketball player.
I won't.
No, not you, Alex.
Okay.
February 27th, 1986, Houston Texans, 34 years old. Houston Texans. Three-point specialist known as Bobby helped lead the Cleveland Cavaliers to the NBA Finals in 2007.
Bobby Portis.
2000, that's, no, he played at Arkansas.
He was known as Bobby?
Yeah.
Or Booby? Daniel Gibson.
Booby, not Bobby.
Yeah, that's Sorry. Daniel Booby Gibson.
My brain censors itself sometimes. John Steinbeck was born today. Wrote Grapes of Wrath. It's a really good book. East
good
Eden.
For him. Good,
and
for, him. My good
cement,
for him.
My Cement is one of my favorite books, so shout out him. I didn't want to have to do it. No one was going to get his birthday, so I figured I'd shout him out.
The way I did in trivia makes me want to be of Mice and Men.
Look.
I'll just look at
George,
the rabbits. I'll just look at the rabbits. Do what you gotta do.
We'll be right back. No, we won't. We'll see you Monday.
I love you guys.
Voluntary reaction Saturday. Tune in after the game.
Woo!